And here we are back again, and we're going to be hearing something from the Circle Theater Players, and they're located at the Sand Lake Center for the Arts over in Averill Park. And right now I have with me the executive director, Brian Sheldon, is sitting right next to me, but he's also playing the part of Max. And we have Bill Douglas over here, who's going to be playing the part of
Milt.
And you are listening to this on Schenectady Capital Region Today, but also on WOOC-FM. Hudson Mohawk Magazine. So tell me, Brian, what is going on with this great play by Neil Simon.
You can't go wrong with Neil Simon.
No, you can't. There's such a great...
I view him as the greatest American playwright.
You know, I think you're right.
Him and Arthur Miller, I think. Yeah. But
well, they're different.
You got the two ends of the spectrum.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we're doing Laughter on the 23rd Floor. It's based on the time that Neil Simon himself spent as a staff writer for
on the 23rd floor.
Yes, I think. but for the Sid Caesar Your Show of Shows.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
a fictional telling of that time. So there's some big characters. So my character, Max Prince, is based on Sid Caesar.
Oh, on Sid Caesar. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's and then, yeah, I forget who Milt is based off of. But, like, Mel Brooks is a character in the show.
Milton Berle wasn't involved in it.
No,
he
Carl
was
in
a show of shows, yeah.
But they're all heightened examples of these who these characters were, with us, still with us.
Well, some are.
Yeah. So it's a fictional story of a television show. The writing staff for a television show presented as a live play, which is very. If you let that get in your mind a little too much.
Well,
like,
no. But the idea is that he is a comedy writer to begin with.
Yes.
So the play is a comedy, obviously. And Bill, how did you get into your character?
To get into the character, actually, you know, this character reminds me, if anybody likes the Dick Van Dyke Show, he reminds me
of... I was thinking of Dick Van Dyke Show,
It reminds me of Buddy Sorrell.
With Rosemarie and...
Maury Amsterdam.
Maury Amsterdam.
So Maury Amsterdam played Buddy Sorrell, and basically, this guy is always sticking in the zingers and the one-liners.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Mel Cooley to make fun of, but he's always sticking in one-liners. But the way I came to this show, Brian and I met doing 39 Steps at Albany Civic Theater.
I remember, yeah.
And because of that, I spent 1 year on their selection committee, and this came up as one of the possibilities. And when I read the script, I've always wanted to be in it since. And Brian was in the original version there, and so I've wanted to be in it since. And so I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's great. And how about you? How'd you get in your character?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but so my fiance is directing the production.
Oh, now, my gosh. So you got to be really...
If I don't have a good rehearsal, I get yelled at home. she submitted to the theater. And
who is the director?
Melanie Douglas.
Okay.
She's very pretty, but she's taken.
She's taken. Forget it. Yeah.
And we all
Brian
decided
Sheldon
to.
Brian Sheldon has her.
We all decided to audition. So she's also in. This is Bill Douglas, her father.
Yeah.
So I figured there might be a connection there.
We had to audition
so
just like everybody else.
So this is your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. And we started off as friends. So it's really.
Yeah, that
actually, we tell the story all the time. It was Bill's idea that I date Melanie. So.
Oh, really?
He one day was just like, you should date my daughter. I was like, what? What is okay?
I didn't know you had a daughter.
So now we do a lot of shows together.
Yeah.
We play a lot of golf together. And and Melanie's doing a great job directing the show. She's had a great teacher. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, if you're listening to this, Brian looks like he's the guy.
she's doing a great job. It's from start to finish a hysterical show. There is some strong language in it. I just want to put that out there. But
I can't imagine there not being strong language with a bunch of comedy writers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you got to give it a little punch.
It's a laugh a second though.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is a fun show.
Who's doing the sets? I love sets. So.
Bob and Sharon Dawes.
Okay.
They do most of our sets up at Sand Lake Circle Theater Players.
Yeah, and it's a great. It's a black box theater.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
of you know.
Give or take.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's a great little space we don't have a lot of seats. We seat 125 people.
Yeah, yeah. So get your tickets now.
We've been doing it for 36 years.
I know. And it's a former church.
Former church. Yeah.
Yeah.
1835.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And we're having it painted, so it's getting prettier now. So
it's white. What are you going to have it called?
Well, it was like a yellowish. Now we're doing it white.
White.
With shades
okay.
of gray.
Oh, I thought it was white. This must have been a cloudy day.
Might be.
No, they're located in Averill Park, by the way, right on the highway there, so that you can easily in a great parking lot as well. We want to go over the dates. Now, this is running through the 6th through the 15th.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it appropriate for, you said strong language, so what age group would you say? I mean, knowing what kids hear on the buses lately, this is probably a silly question.
I mean, that's up to parents. I mean, I spent my life going to things that had, you know, adult language in it. But there are a lot of F-bombs in it, a lot. I rated it PG-13.
Okay.
But...
And they've never heard that on the school bus, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Every child in the area are just saints. I would say if you're a parent that wants to bring your kid to see a very funny show, just warn them that there is strong language in the show.
As long as they're warned ahead.
Yeah.
And so it's in Averill Park, and it's at the Sand Lake Center for the Arts. And are you having an exhibit? Because a lot of times you have exhibits out there too. And you're the director of the Sand Lake Center for the Arts.
Our gallery?
Yeah, the gallery.
The gallery.
So you kind of do everything.
I'm the executive director. I run all programming there.
Yeah.
And then go to rehearsal at night. I'm very tired.
I know, you're too tired. Then he's got to go home to Melanie. That's the way.
That's the good part of the day. No, in our gallery we have an artist. She's an a watercolorist. Her name's Mary Sherwood. She's very talented. She's very affordable.
Okay, affordable. So we're looking at holidays.
And we're doing, coming up after this show closes, we're doing our first ever Breakfast with Santa.
Oh, nice.
On the 21st. And it's very affordable. It's $8. Yeah. Breakfast is included. And we're doing a small
presentation. Oh, how cool. That's kind of a neat thing.
Since I came on as executive director, I'm just trying to load as much stuff into the building as possible.
Well, you want to use the building because you have a lovely building there.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, and it's not far. I mean, if you think Averill Park, where is that? No, it's not far at all.
Oh, no, it's right off 90.
Yeah,
and
right off.
It's about 10 minutes up
zip,
the road.
Yeah,
yeah it's very close.
It's just a real quick ride, and it's easy to get to. And you'll see it as you come around that little bend. There's it's setting right up there, and you can just pull into the parking lot. We got another play coming up, Bill?
What Brian didn't mention, it's coming in January, the third annual one-act play festival.
Oh, you're doing the one-act play?
So, yeah, that is the next thing that I'll be doing after this one.
Eight original plays by eight different local playwrights within a 60-mile radius of the center.
Really? And how did you choose them?
We had a committee. And everyone read the plays, and there was a number system that rated, what the plays were.
So, yeah.
And then there was a discussion of what plays are going to be picked. And then I had the awesome task of finding the eight directors, and we just finished up auditions the other day. So
great. So now you got to produce them.
Hi.
Is he producing?
Melanie and I are doing that as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to meet a busy man, I guess a busy, busy man. We know that these are two busy men. We've been talking to Brian Sheldon, who is the executive director of the Sand Lake Center for the Arts, and Bill Douglas, who is also in the play. He plays Milt, and Brian plays Max. Funny play. We're talking about laughter on the 23rd floor, and it's going to be at the Sand Lake Center for the Arts. Sand Lake Center for the Arts, but done by the Circle Theater Players, and that will be from the 6th through the 15th, two weekends, right? Two weekends.
Yes.
Good. Well, break a leg.
Thank you.
Good.